That's at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Summer is winding down and Appliance Discounters is gearing up for this Labor Day. We purchased some great deals and we want to pass the savings on to you. Shop Appliance Discounters now through Labor Day and take advantage of end of the summer savings on all brands as well as Bosch appliances. Get 10% back on Bosch appliance packages on top of the already low prices. Purchase a dishwasher in that package or on its own and we'll install it for free. For your shopping convenience, we'll be open the entire Labor Day weekend, including that Sunday and Monday.
Most times, two is better than one. And that's never more true than at Shawnee Bluff Winery and Shawnee Bluff Vineyards near Lake of the Ozarks. Shawnee Bluff offers two beautiful venues and two astounding views. The winery is a perfect spot to enjoy every day with a relaxing menu and an amazing view. And at the vineyards, you can sample award-winning wines and take in concerts from acts like the Charlie Daniels Band and the Oak Ridge Boys. Shawnee Bluff. Plan your visit today at ShawneeBluffWinery.com.
Come join us this weekend at the St. Nicholas Greek Festival at Forest Park and Kings Highway. Now St. Louis's largest ethnic festival begins Friday with select food items and live music. Come join us for authentic Greek food, music, and dancing. And be sure to tour the beautiful historic church. Buy a raffle ticket and win a daily cash prize. Free admission and free parking at the BJC Garage just east of the church. Kickoff is Friday, starting at 11, and continues through the weekend and Labor Day, 11 to 9. Can you say oppa?
This week at Kohl's, it's even easier to earn Kohl's cash. Everyone gets $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. No limit. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
The Institute of Natural Health is St. Louis's premier destination for natural health care. Tune in to Naturally Speaking, Sundays at 5 o'clock, and find a better way to achieve wellness.
Stop it. That I would have sworn.
I've got sunshine.
I know.
Starting again.
It sounds very similar to that.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day.
Yeah. But I did hear the difference.
Who is this? The Animal.
Oh, my goodness. Was this a hit, or is this some obscure...
Don't Bring Me Down?
No, that was a hit. Yeah. That was a pretty big hit. My favorite Animal song, People Are Strange. No, that's The Doors.
Yes,
yeah. The Doors. I'm trying to think what my favorite Animal song is. Because I used to confuse those two. No, The Doors, People Are Strange. Yeah. I really like that song.
House of the Rising Sun.
Okay, yeah. That would be it. That would be my favorite.
Good enough.
You know, that's a whorehouse. Did you know that?
I think I had heard that.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the Rising Sun. It's been the ruin of many a poor boy. It's a whorehouse. Right, thank you. Thank you, Animals. Scott Sherman's in the house. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
I'm great.
Would you like to help people today?
I live for this. I love it. I'm ready.
Whoa, live for
you
it.
You hear that, folks? That's dedication. Ooh. That's dedication to you. You people who need some help. And he'll be doing that in just a matter of mere moments. What I will do is I'll give you the phone numbers now. And if I were you, I'd go ahead and call, because it's only going to be a few minutes. We'll get right to you, and it can be... The way we like to do this is keep it to one specific situation that you're either involved in or wondering if you should become involved in. It could be about divorce. It could be a DWI. It could be a DUI. What's the difference, by the way? DWI is generally alcohol. DUI would be drugs. DUI is driving under the influence, and DWI is driving while intoxicated. So...
It's the percentage of intoxication.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same substance.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
0.08 on blood alcohol.
Did you guys know that it had to do
with... That's DWI.
No, I had never...
I thought it was drugs as opposed to alcohol.
Well, under the influence could be not just alcohol, right?
Yeah, but so
you could also be intoxicated.
You can be intoxicated. 0.08 blood alcohol. But you can also be impaired...
Is that a different charge?
There's driving home impaired.
Yeah, where it's not alcohol related, it's
that. You know what? That is something that I don't think any of us will ever completely understand how to handle. And that's that. Good evening. Have you been drinking tonight? And how to handle that situation? Meaning, when they ask you to take the breathalyzer, Do you or don't you? And it's not an easy answer because there are a lot of factors involved. And I think that's always going to confuse people.
Yeah, I had a long conversation with one of the best sort of alcohol-related defense lawyers for drinking and driving in this or any other town. And it's still a discussion that lawyers have amongst themselves. If clients know that they are probably three or more drinks in a two-hour period,
Don't
take the test. If they say, have you been drinking? You know, you don't go to prison for lying, but you can say, yes, I had one. Now, maybe at least one.
No, that's not a lie. No, that's not a lie. No, did have one. You just don't tell them you followed it with another and another and another.
Well, you could say no, but that would be a lie. No, or you could say, you could be misleading. You could say, I had one.
Yeah.
Well, when did you have this and when did you have that? Well, now they're starting to inquire about stuff that will incriminate you, and that's the opportunity you have to call your lawyer. But you have to invoke it. And everybody pulled over who is asked to take a breathalyzer test or asked to take a field sobriety test has a right, but they have to invoke it. You have to say it, that you get 20 minutes to contact an attorney. So that's a good reason to have one on speed dial in your phone to ask, basically, should I blow or should I not?
Hold on. That's a way. I'm not going to go down that road.
That's extortion. That's another.
That's bribery.
It's the rule of this. If you think that you cannot do it, and it's your first one, if it's your fifth or sixth or seventh pullover, you should refuse. But the less evidence they have to convict you, meaning they don't have a field sobriety test, they don't have alcohol breath on you, the more difficult time they have of proving that you were intoxicated.
I think there are certain things you can do, though, that make you look guilty. In other words, if they said to me, I'd like to ask you to blow on that, I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do it. Guilty to me that you're not going to do it because you know you're probably drunk. And that would be uncomfortable for me, but at the same time, if you do it, Now, I had a cop very recently tell me, because as you know, I'm a big gun guy, and I asked a cop, I said, look, it's never happened, but what if a cop said, do you mind if we take a look in your car? He said, tell them you do mind. And he said, and he's a cop. He said, no, tell them, no, you don't want them to do that. And I said, then won't they hold me and get a warrant? He said, no.
No, and there's been a Supreme Court case as recently as 2 years ago that says that the police have a legitimate reason to pull you over, but they can only hold you as long as it is for them to process that which they pulled you over for, to check you for warrants, and to kind of snoop around a little bit and see if there's something in your car that looks,
makes them think there might be more.
Something more. So these are called Carroll stops. These are the car stops. You have a little bit more, let's say, leeway if you're a police officer than what you would need to search someone's house because they're in a vehicle, and the sort of investigation incident to that stop gives them what they look their head in there. They're not looking to see if you've got, you know, the latest magazine on the counter, looking to see if you got drugs, looking to see if you got maybe a weapon, looking to see if maybe something doesn't look right, and then elevate the stop, if it's legitimate, from stopping you to processing you for the speeding, check your warrants, check your tags, and let you go. In that case, it was called Rodriguez. In that case, the guy didn't like the way the person he stopped looked, so they called in the drug-sniffing dogs. Sure enough, they found drugs in the car, but the court said, no, you can't just keep people around because you think there's something there.
Yeah, but I just kind of disagree with that. If cops are pretty well, they're experienced, and they know how to spot the guy who's high. And if it's really obvious, I think they should have the right to hold him till the dog comes, because
he wasn't high. He just kind of sensed that he might be a drug courier. And you know what?
Well, then I still think they should be able to wait until they could. Because if the guy's got all the signs of being nervous and he's sweating, and they just can tell. I know. It gets complicated.
Look, we're not going to disagree that that's not bad police work. That's good police work.
Right.
But in the end, the top of the food chain, whether it's good, bad, helpful, or not helpful, is does it or does it not comport with that constitution? And right now, that is the rule. But for people that are taking drugs with them in their car, first of all, you shouldn't do them at all. But that is the dumb, dumb, stupid, moron thing of all time to do, is to have drugs in your car. You are a walking billboard for getting pulled over, and good luck with your suppression motion and all the rest.
I have never had a reason to mind. I've never minded if they want to search my car. If they had ever asked me, I would say, sure, search it, but because I've never had anything I shouldn't have.
But it took a law enforcement guy to tell you not to do that.
And quite frankly, if they asked, I would probably let him anyway, even though that was his advice, because I don't have anything to lose. All they're going to find, they're going to find a gun. I'll tell them that anyway when they stop me. I got a gun. And then they go, okay, it's not a big deal. They might ask me to put it, show them where it is, because for all they know, I just got served divorce papers, I lost my job, and yeah, I got a gun, and I snapped this afternoon, I'm going to start shooting everybody.
That's all possible. But the rule is that they don't ask you when they got enough to search. They don't need to ask.
They just do it.
They just do it.
All right, now let's move on.
And they have a lot of power when they pull you over
legitimately. You and I can talk for an hour about this. Yes. Look at these calls. You know how popular this segment is? Look at these phone calls. They're all lit up. One more time, I'm going to give the number to One Bit of Business. We're jumping right in here. From most cell phones, star KTRS. That is star 5877. You can also do 314-969-KTRS, or you can do 888-550-KTRS. They are all on fire and lit up, but keep trying, because as one drops out or gets tired of waiting, or we finish the conversation, you can get in. Give me a minute to recommend one of the sponsors that has now been with us. And again, I'm not good at the timeline thing, but it has to have been 15, 16 years, because I know the average advertiser that I speak for on this show has been with us 8 years. That's the average. Matheny Heating and Cooling goes way beyond, I think, the 8 year mark. I'll have to talk with them and see if they know when we start. It's down the hall in an office. I'm too lazy to ever check it. All I know is this. Terrific supporter of this show. Great family business, third generation. And since most of you, and most meaning, I don't know, 99% of you have a heating and cooling system, that means you're going to have to, at some point, have somebody service it. And then at some point, even further down the road, have somebody replace it. I would like for you to consider letting that somebody be Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Look, they've been to my house, I don't know, 4 or 5 times over these years. If they didn't do it right and I didn't like them, they wouldn't be on this show, because I don't have to speak for people I don't want to speak for. And that has happened over the years. I've actually started speaking for companies and then realized this is not a company I want to speak for and pulled the plug. I've never started for some companies because I knew from the get-go, this is not a company I want to speak for. I knew the minute I met these people, this was going to be a great partnership. They do business the way you would do it if you had a heating and cooling company, or I would do it. And I think they think like customers. And sometimes that's what makes the difference. They will be happy to be your heating and cooling company. All you need to do is this. You need to have a heating and cooling system, and you need to live in either St. Louis or St. Charles County. It can be a business. It can be a home. It can be large. It can be small. It can be any brand, any make, any model, any year, any type. They'll do it, and they'll do it right. 74 years, Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. And now we're officially in the segment.
On the side of the law, on that side of the law.
That's right, that's me singing. Who is right,
who is wrong, who's for, and who's against the law?
Thank you. It's me with Johnny Cash. We actually recorded that together right before he died.
Really?
Yeah, it's a true story. All right, first up is Chris. Chris, good afternoon, and thank you for listening. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott Sherman.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Frank and the guest.
Chris. The gang decided not to speak to you, Chris. But I'll say Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Yes.
No. You
I think
said,
he's got a bad signal.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you might have a bad signal. Go ahead, Chris.
I am sorry. I am AM and the PM.
Thank you. I'll never be sorry for that, though.
All right, there we go. Scott, I have a real estate question. I bought a house last spring, and to make a long story short, I have water in the garage. The house sits into the side of a hill, basically. We actually discovered the water in the garage the day we took possession because it had rained, one of these huge downpours, and we had water literally pouring out of the garage. We contacted our real estate agent. He said pretty much the only route we had at that point was to contact an attorney, because obviously we were past inspections, we were past all that process. We had some of the basement companies out, and they basically said, you've got a hydrostatic pressure issue going on, and that it would require a sump pump and a very large amount of money to fix it. Here's the catch. There is a video of the house that was taken and posted about 2 days before we put our offer in on the house that was, of course, ultimately accepted. In the video, it must have rained, and you can very clearly see this mass of water coming out of the garage.
Uh-huh.
Is this something that is even worth pursuing?
Mr. Penn, you want to take a crack at this one?
I was thinking about something else for a second, so I didn't hear when you bought the house in the disclosure statement. Did they mention this?
No, it was not.
This is easy. And then I'll turn it over to Scott. Yeah, you absolutely have something. Go ahead, Scott.
How long ago did you buy this house?
Let's see. We put the contract in, I guess it was February, and we closed ultimately in April.
This is all 2016 stuff?
Yes.
I wrote and circled the word disclosure. Frank's absolutely right. This is a major thing that should have been told to you, and I presume your wife, when you were looking at buying a house. It's something that you might not have passed on the house, but you might have been able to negotiate either the fixing of this or a lowering of the price.
But the fact that they didn't tell you.
The fact that they didn't tell you, and then the notice that you had something, that they had something posted on the internet showing that certainly they knew about it, they live there, and they've put it out there, means it's probably something you should have been told. That's a major deal. So,
Chris, who put the video on the online of the leak? Who put that up?
I believe it was someone associated with the selling agent. I don't know the person, but I mean it looked like it was a professional company that handles like video of houses that are being staged for sale.
On this, it's worth talking to a real estate lawyer about whether this disclosure was adequate or the lack of disclosure was something that was material. And the fix, have you had an estimate done? I know you had one of those basement companies come out. What's it going to cost to fix this thing?
About $7,000.
Oh, my
seven
goodness.
Grand.
Well,
yeah, this is worth a lawyer.
Do you have a real estate lawyer?
I don't. Huh. And I listen to your segment every week. I'm a loyal listener of the show. LawOfficeOfScottSherman.com.
Listen to this guy. He got it right.
At gmail.com. He missed it.
Did he mess it up?
Yeah. That was awfully good.
You were close. LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com.
I'll give you a couple names, Chris.
Shoot him an email, okay?
Will do. Will do. I appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, the best thing that happened to Chris was finding that video.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't imagine why anybody would have taken it, especially if it's a real estate agent. That's the very thing you don't want video of.
This house is so great.
Look at this leak.
Look at this. It's got its own pool in the garage. It
doesn't even make sense. Let's bring Lillian in here. Lillian, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott. Hello, gang.
Hello,
this is
Lillian.
My question, and I'm going to try to make it as quickly as possible. Through my work two, three years ago, I had Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance, and it got compromised. They got my information. Somebody got my information, filed their taxes on my information. So last year, I had no problems filing my taxes. Everything was cool. This past August, the 25th, I got a notice from my fraud protection that someone tried to open up a charge card at Capital One with my information. We stopped that one. Then this past Monday, I got a call from a bank where somebody had got approved through my information to have a charge card with $18,000 limit. What's my options?
Lillian, identity theft is one of the horrors of the electronic age. The worst part about it is that there are no standards in the industry for keeping people's private information secure. So, if you have your identity stolen, you have a very big chance that you could get hit and you'd have to go through all these machinations to get stuff fixed. I don't know that anybody's hit you yet. I don't know what happened with the Blue Cross Blue Shield. Has your credit been negatively affected?
I just talked to TransUnion and nothing has been applied as of yet. And as far as the second option that was the second one that was taken out August the 19th, we stopped that. But it's just the mental stress that I'm going through right now.
Let me give you a sort of an analogy. I hope it's good. And then I'll give you an option because I want you to talk to a consumer lawyer. You're like the lady that they almost robbed. They drove by your house, they staked it out, they tried to get into the front door, and boom, you had
a dog.
Missouri alarm.
You
right?
had gateway lock and
gateway
security
lock
had
and
cameras.
Secure. That's right. And they ran away. So you almost got robbed, but thankfully you had that service and you didn't. But yes, you are wasting your time trying to track down all these fraudsters and contacting these people. I want you to talk to a consumer lawyer, and I'll tell you why. Because if these industries, whether like your credit card, Discover, or whether it's Blue Cross and the private information that you have through that provider or through that insurance company, if they're not doing something that they should be doing, and there are no industry standards, this is the Wild West. It happened at Schnucks. It happens at Target. It happens at a lot of these retailers, then you might be somebody that they would be, the consumer lawyer would be interested in becoming part of a class action suit. Hey, I'm Lillian, and I don't have time in my busy schedule to call these fraud departments all the time and spend days and hours in aggravation trying to keep some thief from stealing the information that I thought you people were going to keep secret when I signed up for your stupid health insurance or your stupid card. So you might not have a huge amount of damages personally, but you might be the person that changes the system.
Right.
I'll give you my email address. I got a great person.
I know
to talk
it.
To.
See, let's hear it, Lillian. What is it?
It's Scott Sherman's law office of scottsherman@gmail.com.
No, she left out
she's
at.
So good.
She left out at.
Well, that's...
Do it again, Lillian. Do it again.
Law office of scottsherman@gmail.com.
There it is.
Look at that.
Shoot him an email, okay, Lillian?
And I'm an AM and the PM, and I have been for many, many years. And I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy all of the shows, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you. How about her? How about her? This has become a very popular name because of a guy on The Voice who a lot of people like him. I haven't made up my mind yet. Blake Shelton. Here's another Blake. Blake, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott Sherman. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Blake.
I am AM in the PM.
Thank you.
And I must say, this is the best radio program in St. Louis and possibly even
what?
In the Midwest.
What did you say? I couldn't hear you. What did you say?
Well, I'm sorry. The best radio program in St. Louis and possibly in the Midwest.
Oh, come
Frank
on now.
And his posse. Yeah, there you go.
Come on. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. I know. Flattery gets everywhere. Hey,
what do you have for
Scott?
Scott,
I got a question for you. Okay, you brought up the whole DUI, DWI thing, but this is a question I've often wondered. Let's just say you come down with a stomach bug, or you come down with the flu or something like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to drive, and you get pulled over, erratically or whatever. What would your charges be, or what's the situation there with law enforcement?
If you are driving in a manner that is reckless or is in, I guess, gross disregard to the safety of others, your duty is the highest degree of care. Not just driving like the average person, but you have to really be vigilant.
Hey, can I step in here?
Yeah.
This is a careless and imprudent driving thing.
That is, oh my goodness.
No,
that is
because Blake, you didn't mention taking any Robitussin or any kind of cough syrup. You just said because you're sick, you're driving. That's careless and imprudent driving, and that's you can't do that. So, Scott,
and that is correct. And if that a municipal charge, that's 2 points if you're convicted, and a state charge like a state trooper or like a county cop, that's a 3 point charge. But and of course, however,
and there's always a however in life.
Charges are not proven until proven beyond a reasonable doubt, and in the traffic world, a charge against you for a ticket or a summons is something you should have a lawyer for, because the trade in this community, some it's good, some it's bad, is they will trade money for points to keep you on the road, and it'll keep your insurance rates down.
All right. Well, Scott, thank you very much, and you guys have yourself a great afternoon.
All right, Blake, thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
I say if we break now.
Well, that was good, Frank.
Thank you so much. If we break, we can get another couple in after the break, so this is the way we like to do it, just so we're not so short on the back end. I had a wonderful conversation this morning with a guy named Ross Anzalone. Ross Anzalone works for Amini's, and he works with you as a customer and with you, Mr. or Mrs. Designer. Those are the people that, other people go to help them figure out what kind of furniture they want. And yes, I said furniture. There are people, I guess, who think that Amini's is a place that you go buy a pool table or a pinball machine or an arcade game, and that's true. You can buy those things there. But they are very seriously in the furniture business, in the highest quality furniture business. And Mr. Anzalone, Mr. Ross Anzalone, is a guy who will take very good care of you. And let me tell you something else. If you saw something in the way of furniture somewhere in a magazine, or you even took a picture of it, and by the way, do that. If you take a picture, you take it in there and you show it to Ross at Amini's and go, can you get that for me? Unless it's junk, yeah, they'll get it for you. He'll probably know what it is when he looks at it. So if they don't have it, they'll get it. And really great furniture is worth waiting for. We did not have, when we got married, a bedroom set for 12 years. We had a frame and a mattress. No headboard, no dresser. We waited 12 years because we wanted to wait till we saved enough money to get a decent bedroom set. So what they can't find for you is junk, but if it's quality furniture, yeah, they'll find it for you at Amini's. So you need to know that. Try to remember that name if you could. Ross Anzalone at Amini's. If you can't remember, just call Amini's. Go, let me talk to that guy there who works with the designers and customers who are looking for furniture, and they'll put you two together. Outside of that, I hope you know that the big Labor Day sale started today at Amini's, and from today through Monday, they pick up half of the sales tax on lots of stuff at Amini's, and all of the patio furniture, which is their number one category in sales, all of it under the tent is up to 50% off, and savings that you will not believe on beautiful hand-knotted rugs. And one last thing, if you need any other reason to go into Amini's, just go in there to stare at that $700,000 rug that's hanging up that's 153 years old and is spectacular. They're in the Valley, I hope you know that, Copper Dome. They've been there a while, longer than most of those places there, and you think the outside is unusual and interesting, wait till you go inside Amini's. A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
All right, let's head to the skies and check traffic airborne with Frank Ladd.
Hey, Dan, IDOT just wrapped up an accident westbound Highway 70 at 159. They've gotten it all over to the right shoulder, but it was out there for a while. So westbound drivers, you're slowing from about Troy up to that instant. Eastbound drivers, we're slowing to take a look from Illinois 157 up through 159. We're headed out to check out southbound Highway 141. You're jammed between Big Bend and Highway 44 now. Westbound 64, you're on the brakes of Grand to McCausland, southbound 270. Olive through Doherty Ferry, then 44 through Gravoy. Eastbound 64, heavy between the Vandeventer and the Poplar Street Bridge, northbound 55 Park Avenue to the Poplar as well. Westbound Highway 70 delays into the work zone, 141 through 5th Street, southbound 170 Olive down through 64. This update is brought to you by Little Caesars, home of the $5 hot and ready pepperoni pizza. Little Caesars, where you can enjoy some very tasty loaded crazy bread bites. They're covered with melted cheese and bacon, only $4, and only available for a limited time at participating locations. Frank Ladd with KTRS Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
This is Howard Richards. This week, new head coach Barry Odom takes his Tigers to Morgantown to take on the West Virginia Mountaineers. Pregame starts Saturday morning at 9, kickoff at 11, on your home for the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550, KTRS.
Touchdown, Missouri!
We are our Mizzou.
Message and data rates may apply.
When you're a man, sometimes you run out of stuff. You run out of deodorant, or underwear, or pretzels, or ketchup. No biggie. But what happens when you run out of manhood? That's a biggie. So how do you get a refill and man up? Test X180 Ignite has you covered. It's the free testosterone-boosting wonder pill that keeps your man quotient at a premium. Speaking of running out, GNC can't restock it fast enough. But you can get a complimentary bottle by texting BIG to 321-321. Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle during workouts. Plus, it improves performance so you can feel and look like 100% man again. In life, you're going to run out of things you can replace with a trip to the grocery store. But running out of your manhood? Test X180 Ignite was made for that. For your complimentary bottle, text BIG to 321-321. Text B-I-G to 321-321.
Message and data rates may apply.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by earning your degree from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University offers over 100 of its highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as on campus from wherever you are.
My name is Jonathan. I live in Portland, Oregon, and my major is communications. Arizona State had the overall reputation that I wanted to have on my professional resume. I started looking into their online campus, and what I saw fit perfectly with what I wanted to do with my life.
Learn more. Text LEARN to 369369. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now, discover for yourself how ASU Online can help you gain real-world experience you can start using today. Get started towards earning your ASU Online degree by texting LEARN to 369369. Again, that's L-E-A-R-N to 369369.
You know, summertime may be winding down, but it's time to start thinking about sprucing up your yard for fall. Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center can help you out. Pasiglia.com is where you go on the web, or you can call them at 636-458-9202. That is the number to call to book your landscape appointment for your fall outdoor project. Whether it's a retaining wall, perhaps you want to put in a pergola, or maybe change out some plants, you can do it at Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center. Located at Highway 109 and Clayton Road in Wildwood, they've been around for more than six decades here in the St. Louis area. A knowledgeable and professional staff will help you every step of the way. You got to make some plans, they can do it for you. You want to do the planning yourself, they can help you along. And all the planting, it's either you or them. You take your pick. You'll find yourself strolling through the 8 acres of beautiful trees and shrubs. Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center is ready to plan your beautiful fall landscaping. So when springtime rolls around, it'll look even better. Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center at 109 and Clayton Road in Wildwood, Pasiglia.com.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Shop Kohl's Friday 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. and Saturday 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and take 70% off a gift of fine jewelry for mom, 45 to 60% off Sonoma Goods for Life apparel, and 40 to 50% off a new handbag or wallet. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And now you can buy online, pick up in store. Skip the shipping fee and get it today. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles. Hours may vary by store. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Are you tired of seeing your retirement account make money just to eventually lose it? Wake up to Rethinking Retirement every Sunday at 7 a.m. with me, Marvin Mitchell, where we give safe, secure strategies that work.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
On the side of the law.
We need a harmonica.
On the side of the law. Who is right? Who is wrong? Who is foreign?
He barely made it.
Well, you see, I.
All right, we believe it or not, we have phone lines open. I can't believe this. Let's go. Here are the numbers. You better jump in right now. From most cell phones, star KTRS. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS. That is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. That line is clogged, but those others are open, and here we go. Let me punch the right button here. Jim, thank you for listening, and thank you for holding, and say hello to Scott Sherman. Jim?
Hello?
Yeah, say hi to Scott. Let's try this again. Jim, say hello to Scott Sherman. Okay, Jim? Jim? Hold on. He waited way too long.
Yeah, I know.
You there?
Yeah, Jim, we're going to try this one more time. Say hi to Scott.
I'm here. The phone keeps turning off on me. Let me take it off speakerphone.
Okay, that'd be a great idea.
I'm here.
Okay, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Good afternoon, Mr. Sherman.
Oh, hi, Jim. How you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing great. I've been a listener of this show since 1983. I was in withdrawal.
Well, it couldn't have been this show, but thank you.
Well, when I say this show, Frank, but I was in withdrawal for about 6-8 months when he was off the air. Mm. I'm recuperating now.
Well, good for you.
But anyhow, back in the 70s, the United States Supreme Court ruled that local jurisdictions have no authority on interstate highways to build up their revenues and their coffers. And I see more and more of these local municipalities, like around the airport, out there at Wright City, different places, and these officers are so young they don't even know the law. And how do I find out the Supreme Court rulings on the internet? Because I used to carry the ruling from in a newspaper article, but it got dilapidated over the years.
Yeah, St. Anne, they're the worst. And then there's other bad actors that are just there to pump up money.
Is Edmondson still around?
They're not really doing that there.
He wants to know where he
I'll tell you what I'll do the research for you, Jim. I can do it. Send me an email with your email address. I'll research it for you, and I'll send you a copy of the thing.
Okay?
I like that kind of stuff.
All right, Jim.
At scottsherman.com, Gmail, right?
No. Go ahead, Scott. Tell him.
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
Is it on Frank's webpage?
It is. It absolutely. FrankOpinion.com. It's up at the top. You'll find it.
I'm driving a cocky cheese of America right now, and I can't write.
I don't have a rack. It's on the side. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Real quickly, my reaction to that is this. It's illegal for a police officer of any municipality to pull somebody over the interstate, they wouldn't be doing it. I don't know that I'm convinced that they can't do that.
Yeah. Jurisdiction is one
because that
issue.
Part of that interstate is in their town.
MoDOT apparently has been given the right to then delegate to these local towns certain parts of the highway system for them to patrol. You would think it would just be the state highway patrol or the county, but they have delegated to, as you get closer to city centers, in what's considered either congested or more dangerous for accident areas. And they have delegated this. I think this authority that the cities like St. Anne in particular, I mean, let's just pick on them because they're just horrible about it. That they have abused that since they lost the mall and whatever else their motivation is. People that come here from out of town, the first thing they see is a bunch of people pulled over on the side of the road or even in the median of the road. And it's awful. Do they have the authority to pull people over who are speeding? Yes. Are they fabricating that and making people who are not speeding and charging them with speeding? Probably not. But in the real world that we live in, 55 miles an hour is not the real world. So they're getting it for 57 in a congested part near the airport, and they wouldn't do it if they had to turn the money over to another sort of entity like the county or the state, they wouldn't do it.
We're going to move on. But the bottom line here is this. Before anybody mouths off and goes, hey, I know my rights, and you don't have, maybe they do have the right to do it.
I'm giving this information to Jim so that he can get an update, because since the 1970s, there have been other cases that massage this kind of stuff out.
Okay. Right.
And that's why we're doing it. We don't want anybody to go out and get in trouble.
All right, let's get Mike in here. Mike, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. Hi, everybody. Mike, I enjoy the show every day.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, I just want a real quick question. My son bought a used vehicle 2 days ago. He went to take it and have it inspected yesterday, and it would not pass inspection. They said it has frame rot. I was wondering if he has any recourse to go back to the gentleman he bought it from and work something out. Or
Can I go ahead?
Yes.
You bought it from a private individual?
Yes, unfortunately, my son did out in Wentzville.
Yeah, my answer is no, you don't, Scott. It's all yours.
I have something, too.
Okay, Dan, what?
From this, I know someone that bought a Prius, and the guy told him that he just replaced the battery in it, and a few months later down the road, the battery went out.
Okay, so did the guy put that in writing?
No, he did not put it in writing, and he took him to court, and the judge said, when you buy something like this, it's
too bad.
As is.
Yeah, you're too bad.
Yeah.
Okay. SOL.
Mike.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah. What kind of question? Were you there during the negotiation on this this vehicle?
Unfortunately, I was not. No.
Were there emails between the two?
That I could find out.
Because, you know,
I'm not at home right at the moment.
Because when you buy a product, a lot of it can be as is, especially if you're buying from a private party. But inherent in this negotiation, inherent in this purchase, is that the thing is a thing. Whether or not your son asked him, hey, can this thing pass inspection? Are there any problems? You'd have to talk to your son about text messages or emails, because if the guy misled your son...
Now, I'm going to say I doubt seriously that conversation.
Other than that, he's looking at too bad, so sad.
Yeah.
How much did he spend on it?
$3,200.
How old is your son, Mike?
19 years old.
Okay, I rest my... Yeah.
the gentleman told him that he had sandblasted the whole frame and had it painted, and you know, I guess my son didn't crawl up underneath it good enough and check. And
this guy, this SOB took advantage of a kid that he knew he was taking advantage of.
Absolutely.
I had the same exact thing happen with my son with a transmission, and I wanted to go back and strangle the guy, but you know what? There was not a thing I could do about it, and my son learned a lesson, I learned a lesson.
Well, and I think that's going to be the case here. I appreciate your time.
Give me an email. Write me an email. I want you to talk to a consumer lawyer contract guy, just in case the guy made representations that your son relied on that were lies. If your son relied on lies, then he might be able to undo this deal. It sounds to me like it's right up against that, but we can't decide it right here. But don't give up yet. Make a couple phone calls. It won't hurt.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you, Mike. I'm just going to say it right now. I bet $100 there was no such correspondence. It was a couple of phone calls. Yeah, the car's fine. It's great. I did this. I did that.
Huffing.
There's no proof.
That's a great car.
There's no proof. Give them that email address one more time.
LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com.
Scott Sherman, everybody.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Next Thursday. It flies by because lots of people have problems they're dealing with, and they need some just advice, and they cannot afford to pay for initial advice. That was Scott Sherman. Do we do traffic?
Yes.
All right. Let's do it. Is Frank Ladd going to do it?
Yes.
He's a fine... Is he young? Is he, how old? Frank? I don't know how old Frank is. He's a fine lad. We'll just leave it at that. Yes. And here he is with traffic. Frank?
Thanks, Frank. Working with Vine Eastbound Highway 270. Coming around the bend, we're doing 370 to 170. Westbound 64, you're on the brakes down Grand to McCausland. Eastbound 64, Vandeventer to Poplar. Southbound 170, Olive through 64. Southbound 270, Olive through 94. The lights are short cycling. Southbound on 141, south of Big Bend, down through Highway 44, so you're jamming there. Westbound Highway 70 jams at 270 up through a disabled vehicle at Muir City Expressway. That's blocking the left lane. The flatbed's on the scene. We're headed to check out a crash. Eastbound Highway 5570 east of 157. Just saw a crash. Eastbound Highway 64 after Timberlake Manor. Blocking the left lane that has you jammed back to the valley. This update is brought to you by Little Caesars, $5 hot ready pepperoni pizza where you can enjoy some very tasty loaded crazy bread bites. They're covered with melted cheese and bacon. Only $4 and only available for a limited time. Plus tax at participating locations. Frank Ladd with KTRS Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
SSM Health and the Dave Sinclair Automotive Group are teaming up to detect prostate cancer earlier. Prostate cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in American men. And about 180,000 new cases of prostate cancer will be diagnosed this year. This September, SSM Health will offer free prostate screenings for men ages 50 to 69 at four Dave Sinclair dealerships around the area. For more information or to register for a screening, visit ssmhealth.com or call 1-866-SSM-DOCS.
On paper, summer is almost over. On asphalt, that's an entirely different story. During the Indian Motorcycle Legendary Summer Event, find great offers on America's first motorcycle, like a $1,500 trade-in allowance on select models, with payments as low as $5 a day, but only for a limited time. So see your Indian Motorcycle dealer today and make your summer legendary. Promotional offer subject to credit approval. Offers valid through 9/30/16. Certain restrictions.